Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to take a historical look at the School of Podcasting. Enjoy.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the very first installment of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. And one of the things we talk about at the School of Podcasting is your first podcast typically stinks. Yeah.
But if you wanted a cool, deep voice, there's an easy way to do it. I just rolled out of bed. These are the first words I'm saying today. So today's stupid human trick in podcasting, hit record as soon as you get out of bed. But there is one thing. I have to pee really bad now.
Now, there are tons of people like me huddled by the water heater in the basement, hence the water heater. A little sound tour for you here.
SOP 50. All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. Because of that, you think the whole world knows about podcasting. And right now, we're just a little itty-bitty island. And I know this because I do a podcast for an outdoor event. And I walk around with a microphone and say, how'd you like to be on the podcast? And they go, the what? All on today's episode number 100 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I feel old. We're 100. Triple digits. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. SOP 150, we're talking with Brian Mundy of the DemaCast, and I ask, hey, how did you tweak that Libsyn page? It looks really good. Seriously, how'd you do it?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome aboard to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, where we talk about all things podcasting.
It's episode number 200, kind of taking a quick look back. SOP 250? Is that what we're on? I don't know. I'm not near the internet. What a lovely intro. Today we're going to be talking about how to take phone calls if you want to do a live podcast.
SOP 300. Today we're talking about some top shelf podcasting tips. The fact that your podcast is all about your audience, and it's so much about the audience that I invited one of mine to come on the show today. Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in so we can have a little me and you time to talk about all things podcasting. Today on episode number 350 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we have a priceless podcast success story. We're going to talk about the latest podcasting stats from Edison Research, and we're going to talk about how to link to iTunes.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005 and bringing my 20 plus years of training skills to this here microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is the original podcast about podcasting. I've seen a lot of podcasts about podcasting come and go, along with free media hosting and other really bad ideas. And I'm still here, helping you avoid the snake oil salesmen who try to pry money that you've worked way too hard for out of your hand. Martin Luther King Jr. didn't say, I have a plan. He said, I have a dream. That was his passion, and podcasting is my passion. I want to help you. Yeah, you, right there with the earbuds. Launch successful podcasts that can touch people and inspire people and entertain people and leave this world in a better place. As I record this, I'm just a few weeks shy of 10 years in podcasting. I've had 21 different shows over the years, and the podcast you're listening to right now has been downloaded over 936,000 times in 136 countries. And every 100 episodes, I tweak my format just a little bit for one episode. But I never, ever forget that you are paying me with your most prized possession, and that is your time and attention. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I welcome you to episode number 400 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Today, we're going to talk about tweaking your format. Hit it, Rob.
School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, and baby, I am just getting warmed up. 400 episodes. Yeah, that's right. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Can we stop the music for just stop it? And I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to listen to me. If you are new to the show, you've heard it 8,000 times. We talk about all things podcasting. And today, I am tweaking the format a little bit, and we're going to kind of play around a little bit. We're going to let Dave's creative side show up just a little bit. But I try to have a podcast success story. Today, we're going to switch that around. And my friend Ken Blanchard sent in something, not because of his podcast, he says because of this podcast, the School of Podcasting. So Ken, find Ken, by the way, blackmanwithagun.com. Ken, share away, buddy.
Hey, Dave Jackson. This is your friend and brother, Ken Blanchard. Because of your podcast. Now, I know you like to hear about the success of other people, but I want to let you know that because of your podcast, I have continued podcasting. Yeah, for real. Because of your podcast, I made some money. Not a lot, but more than I would without listening to you. Because of your podcast, I'm confident when things don't go off as planned. Because of your podcast, I've met and learned about some other people that I think are pretty cool. Some actually are quite successful, and that's encouraging. You know, because of your podcast, I can call you a friend. I actually like you. I get your jokes, I feel your pain, and I celebrate when you celebrate. Like you say, how cool is that? I get that from your struggles. See, everything isn't rosy and perfect, and I get that. I like the fact that you help people more than you profit from them. I know you wish you made more money. I know your missus does too. But if I ever get some money, you got a patron. Because of your podcast, I know you're struggling just like me. Because of your podcast, I know that you're also weird about praise. But thanks, Dave. Really, man. And now a suggestion for what it's worth. Although you were the first, you were out there, man. And the name of the School of Podcasting is cool as heck. It doesn't fit you. You are the Consumer Reports of podcasting. You're more of a service than anything I've ever heard on the web. You save people money, frustration, time, and you don't tell them that. Yeah, you teach them. Yeah, you do have a good class. But your day-to-day, you don't even promote what you do really, really, really well. It's more of a place to learn what not to do. I'm not sure how you're going to fix all that, but I know you can figure it out. And I bet that will be more profitable. In love, brother. I wish you to continue. Wish you and your missus to do well. I pray for her recovery in full, for your marriage, for your finances, and for everything you got going on. Again, this is your friend and brother from another mother, Ken Blanchard. Shalom, baby.
Ken, I got to tell you, buddy, it's hard to make me speechless, but that's an easy way to do it. And you are a good friend, my friend. I enjoy any time I spend with you. Thank you so much. A couple weeks back, coming on I Asked the Podcast Coach with me, which you can find every Saturday morning, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And I thank you very much. And I have one other clip I want to play for you. And again, this is something I have a hard time sometimes tweaking. What would that be? Tweeting your own horn, tooting your own horn. And so my friend Gail is going to tell you about her experience with the School of Podcasting.com. And then we're going to talk with Eric K. Johnson about tweaking your format.
Hello, Dave. This is Gail from YouCanHomestead.com, and I just wanted to say thank you for your School of Podcasting. I wish I had known about this when I first started, because I would have saved myself thousands of dollars. But buying equipment and taking a more expensive class that was very helpful and very worth the money, but I could have done it a lot cheaper with you. And you taught me some finer points that I didn't learn in that other class. And also, some of the ways that things were done would have been better if I had followed your advice. So I really do appreciate you. And also, thank you for answering my questions via email. You took your time with me and actually sent me two different emails on a simple question I asked. We went back and forth a little bit, and you asked me to just send you a voice message about what happened, and you're just there, and you're just so wonderful to answer those questions. I really do appreciate it, and I look forward to your School of Podcasting every week. I get a lot of great information there and a lot of encouragement. And I have a little podcast that probably most of your listeners wouldn't want to hear, but it's about homesteading, growing your own food, self-sufficiency, and I enjoy it. It's fun, and my listeners seem to enjoy it. But just thanks for all your help. And anytime I get someone that wants to podcast, I refer them to you. Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Gail, thank you so much. I wish I could have helped you avoid some of those headaches a little sooner, but the good news is I'm glad you found me now. I am so happy to be helping you. And it's the thing I love about the School of Podcasting is because we do get new members all the time, and it keeps me fresh with that viewpoint, because at this point I can tell you about RSS and audio recording, because I've been doing it so long. And when I get that person that goes, well, wait a minute, how does that connect to that again? It reminds me of where I was when I started podcasting. Keeps me fresh. And I thank you so much for that. Next up, as I was going to be tweaking my format a pinch, as I do every 100 episodes, I thought it would be a good thing to get somebody who knows content, that knows show flow, Mr. Eric K. Johnson of PodcastTalentCoach.com, and have him on the show and get his thoughts on it. And I got to say up front, I mentioned Libsyn's podcast, The Feed, because it was the one that really threw me for a loop. Now, they did something very smart. They announced that they were going to be switching their format for one episode, kind of like I'm doing now. And so when I say this, it wasn't really a complaint. I was just kind of, I remember now that when I heard it, I was kind of like, oh yeah, they did mention this. So with that, here's my conversation with Eric K. Johnson of PodcastTalentCoach.com. Eric, thanks for coming on the show.
Dave, thanks for having me today. I want to thank you for making me one of your selected podcasts of 2013. And what an honor it is to be on Chill 400. Congratulations on 400 episodes.
Thank you very much. It's been a fun ride, to say the least. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, because I was really trying to figure out, what do I talk about on Chill? I've done other, 200 and 300, but I'm like, there are times when you come to a spot and you're like, maybe I should do something different here. And I thought, maybe I should break my format. And I'm like, well, that would be a content thing. And when I hear podcast content, I think Eric K. Johnson, buddy. And I thought about it. Let me give you a couple examples of why this came up to me. I grew up in a church once where we couldn't find the offering plate. And so they literally passed a hat. And a church I attend now has a really bad electrical system, and the power constantly goes out. And so a couple Saturdays ago, like half the electricity went out in the building. So the lights were still on, but in other parts it wasn't. But mainly the power went out to the PA system. And I don't know why somebody had one, but somebody had a bullhorn. So the pastor actually delivered the sermon via a bullhorn. So it sounds like he's, at a protest or whatever. So those are examples that people remember now. People talk about the bullhorn sermon and things like that because it broke the format. And the original thing that kind of made me think about this is I listened to The Feed, which is a podcast put out by the folks over at Libsyn with Rob and Elsie. And on Halloween, they did a special Halloween show. And I remember tuning into that, waiting for more great news from Libsyn and podcast stats. And at first, I was kind of like, well, what the heck? They're talking about ghost stories and spooky and, all this stuff. And at first I was kind of like, well, this isn't what I signed up for. But then they actually did a really cool ghost story about apparently like Oprah's studio is haunted or something like that. So on one hand, when you break your format, it seems to be a memorable thing because everybody remembers the week that we passed the hat and the bullhorn and things like that. But is that a good idea, or when is it okay to break your format? Can you bend your format? Do you alienate people? I mean, with your background in radio, you've probably seen radio formats change all over the place. So when it comes to format, how close do you have to stick to it? Can you alienate people a lot if you deviate from it?
Well, the infamous answer is it depends. Yeah. It really kind of depends how much we're talking about bending and breaking and changing and adjusting. I think when special occasions come along, whether it's a special holiday like Halloween or Christmas, and you do a themed episode, it's okay to bend it a little bit. If it's still in the pocket, if you're still delivering content that to your audience and relevant to your topic. If you're typically talking podcasting tips, and because it's Christmas today, you're just going to play Christmas music all day long, then I don't think you're delivering to your audience what they expect. So it's a fine line you need to walk. That's why I go back and talk about, let's develop a goal for your show. Let's develop that ideal content that you want to deliver each and every week. What is it? What is your mission statement? What are you hoping to help your audience overcome or achieve? And if we can define that, then our format really kind of plays into that overall goal. If we're trying to teach our listeners how to become better podcasters, that allows us to do a lot of different things within the formatic box. So if we have that mission statement and we know where we want to go, it's easier to get there. Dave Ramsey is a great example. Dave Ramsey hosts a show, has great books out, The Total Money Makeover, Financial Peace. He runs Financial Peace University. They coach people on how to get out of debt. That's what his entire show is about. He has, I don't know, 6 or 7 baby steps, and he walks you up the baby steps. Every single call, doesn't matter if people are rich and they want to figure out how to blow it all, or if people are $100,000 in debt and need to figure out how to get out of it. Every answer is exact same. Walks you up the baby steps. But there are occasions where Dave will bring somebody in and interview them on the show, which isn't something he typically does. He may do 4 interviews over the course of an entire year, but it has something to do with personal finance and getting out of debt. So he might interview somebody who has a new book out. He may interview Dan Miller about finding the job that you love because Dan has some new book out, but it has something to do with personal finance. So it's still in the realm, and it still serves the mission statement of the show, but it might not be the exact same format. So there are times where I think it's okay to bend your format. I think if you go completely off the rails and talk ghost stories when people are expecting to hear podcasting advice, I think that might be a little too outside the realm. But there are ways to get around that. You could create a special podcast, a special episode. Like maybe you release your episode, Dave, every Monday. And then Wednesday, you release the special Halloween episode, and people know that. And so you've been promoting it. Hey, Wednesday, I'm releasing a very special episode. It's completely different than what you normally get. So normally every Monday I get School of Podcasting, and then all of a sudden Wednesday I get a special Halloween story show because you wanted to go crazy and tell me Halloween ghost stories.
Well, that was the cool thing. They definitely gave the audience heads up because they asked the ghost stories came from the audience. So it was kind of cool that they got the audience involved, and you knew it was kind of coming because they announced it the week before. Hey, we're looking for ghost stories. We're going to do a special Halloween episode and things like that. So it was a cool way to involve the community. But if you miss that episode and all of a sudden you tune in, you're like, what do you mean spooky hollow, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah, that's the risk, is that if you're a new listener to the show, if I'm first time visitor to School of Podcasting and listening to episode 400 for the first one, and all of a sudden, you know, and I go, oh, School of Podcasting, it's going to tell me how to be a better broadcaster or a podcaster. Here's episode 400. And I turn it on and all of a sudden it's all about ghost stories. Then I'm confused. So my recommendation is, if you're going to go completely off the rails and do ghost stories, it isn't episode 400. It's episode. It's bonus episode.
Right. 399B.
Sure. So 399 is a great interview with somebody that has a new product that's going to help my website. Bonus episode is Halloween stories. And then 400 is another great interview with somebody that's going to help my podcast. So people, I don't think somebody who's coming to your podcast for the first time is going to go, oh, I'm going to listen to the bonus episode first.
Right.
I think there would be an assumption there that bonus episode means content not typically found on the show.
Now, the other thing I want to ask you that I get questions about is the actual, let's say I do different segments. How do I determine what segment goes first? I was thinking about this. On occasion, I will do an interview And I was thinking, well, if I want my guest, because that's one of the easiest ways to grow your audience is to have, do an interview, and then hopefully the person you're interviewing has some sort of following. And if you can get that person to say, hey, I'm on this podcast over here, come and listen, and hopefully their audience will then stick around. I thought, it used to be I was putting that at the end of the show. And I'm not sure why I thought that, but I most of the time it was somewhere near the middle or the end. And I thought, if I really want that person to promote this, I should probably have their stuff fairly close to the beginning, because I don't want them to go, hey, I'm on this podcast, I'm at the 17-minute mark. And I thought about newscasters. Of course, they always start off, you know, our top story tonight, and they lead off with that, hopefully. How do you determine what's first, what's second? Should it be best things first? And I in a musician, sometimes you start strong and end strong, but any guidelines on how you should determine what content is what? Or
when I determine what a show clock looks like and where you're putting your different segments in the show, I revert back to what's worked for years and years and years. And that's kind of the late night variety shows, because that's what our podcasts really are. We're not headline news. We're not leading with the top story competing against other headline news shows. You know, there aren't three or four network news programs on at the same time, and we got to beat them to the top story. Our shows are more like David Letterman or Jay Leno or Ellen or something like that, where their guests are, hey, on today, we're going to talk to Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney is not the first thing they bring out. People are going to wait for Paul McCartney because he's coming up. You know, if it's an hour long show, Paul McCartney's on at minute 45. They go to a commercial break. They come back with the band performance and away they go. So their big elements are at the end of the show, because that's the finale. That's the finale of the show. And so as I help podcasters structure their show clock, and a show clock is basically your hour clock or half hour clock, whatever your show happens to be, and where everything goes in that hour. So if you have, let's say you have a 60-minute show, you have a pie chart for a representation of that hour clock, and then you just segment it out. The first 90 seconds are the show open and the introduction, the tease of what's coming up. The next 7 minutes are going to be headlines from this week in podcasting, whatever it happens to be. And then the next 10 minutes or so might be this new app I found that's going to help you improve your podcast and distribute it more freely. And then maybe the next 5 minutes are the new product that I'm launching coming out. Then maybe 15 minutes after that, we're talking about how to improve your website. And then 15 minutes of an interview, and then 5 minutes, wrap it up. Here's how you get in touch with the show and the show close. So we create that grid. I think it's more important that you're consistent with your show clock rather than where things actually go. But I would save the best for last. I mean, that's why when you go to a concert, they close with the hit. Like, you know, if you're going to see your favorite band, their biggest song is going to be the last song they play. Rarely is it like right in the middle, because then the rest of the, you know, if they're just playing album cuts after that, you get, you're like, wow, okay, well, I've never heard this tune. You know, we can leave now. I've heard the songs I want to hear.
Right. Now, what if somebody says, if you don't put the best stuff up front, they may not make it to the best stuff. But I guess that's what you said. That's where the teaser comes into play.
Sure. If you don't have great content, you should go refine your content. You know, we're not just stalling for time. Well, yeah, I got 60 minutes to fill. I better come up with some stuff to talk about today. You know, really refine your content. Make sure you're coming with the best of the best. You have to do your show prep before you hit record. People think they can just go, oh, you know what? I need to talk about, you know, I'm doing an entertainment podcast, so I need to talk about the new movie that's coming out this weekend. I need to talk about The Voice because everybody's watching that. And I need to talk about a new movie that's in production. Okay, let's go hit record. And they start just right off the top of their head winging it. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You know, I get a lot of broadcasters, especially, that go, oh, I'm the best when I'm flying by the seat of my pants. Mm. And I go, well, it might come up with great content occasionally, but most of the time you're going to fall flat. It could have been much better had you actually prepared for the topic. and know what you're going to talk about. And you should put, if you're doing an hour show, your research should be an hour to 2 hours long to make sure you have exactly what you need in front of you when you roll out your show, because it should be great content. And then you should go back to your mission statement. How am I going to help my listener with whatever it is they want help with? I mean, that's the ultimate goal of your podcast, is help people. You're providing them with something. And what is that great content you're going to provide them with? And so they're not waiting for the interview. You're still helping them and providing them great content right up front.
Now, we've mentioned the mission statement. If somebody is new to that concept, can you make up a fictitious, you know, podcaster and what their mission statement might be?
Sure. Give me a podcast. What are we going to talk about? You and I, we're starting a podcast. What do we love? We love koozie collecting. Man, fantastic. We are collecting koozies.
Love me some koozies, man.
Who doesn't love a koozie? Do you like the ones that fit over the bottle that look like a t-shirt? Or do you like the one that... Like, what are we talking, NASCAR koozies? We are koozie crazy here. Welcome to the Koozie Crazy Podcast. So what's our mission statement? We're helping our listeners find amazing collectible koozies. And so where do you find them? Where are the best places to find koozies? Are we finding them at flea markets? Are we finding them at garage sales? Are we trading? Are we on eBay? Do we have a forum? Did we build a forum to swap koozies? Where are we finding these fantastic koozies?
Koozies like, are us.
Exactly. You know, do we like the styrofoam ones, or do we like the ones that are more cloth and kind of hug your bottle? Like, which koozie do you really want? So if we're helping koozie collectors find great koozies, that's it. So now we can do anything on our show. We can interview koozie makers. We can talk about events we've been to where we found great koozies. We can talk about collectible koozies and how much they're selling for on eBay. You can't believe how much you're getting for a koozie these days. So if we're trying to create a mission statement around collectible koozies, we're helping our listeners grow, expand, and appreciate their koozie collection. And so now within our show, we help people do that. How are they finding them? What should they be looking for? What makes an amazing koozie? What makes a koozie valuable? Should we interview people, interview manufacturers, interview collectors, interview the first koozie maker, interview the guy with the oldest koozie? There's all sorts of stuff we can do within the show.
Right. And we've got that target then, so that, again, kind of going back to, no matter how you go about doing it, as long as it's aimed at that target, we should be delivering value to our audience that way.
Yeah, so we're delivering value to our listeners. So if we step back now and we say, okay, do we change format? Well, are we delivering to our target audience? There was a show I used to listen to. I talk about this quite often on my podcast, and I have never named them because I don't want them to feel bad. But it's a marketing podcast. So I go to listen for marketing tips on how to grow my business, how to spread the word, how to get noticed on the internet. And sometimes they have great content, but a lot of times I would tune in, and there were two hosts, and they would talk about their hiking adventures over the weekend. Or, man, isn't the weather beautiful? Finally, spring's here. And they would spend, the show's like a half hour long. They would spend about nothing that related to marketing. And then at the end, they would say, by the way, here's a great website to go visit for marketing. And then, you know, they would give me a nugget or two. But I just found, if I'm going to spend a half hour with you because I'm expecting great marketing tips, then deliver me great marketing tips. You know, and that's the whole, you and I have had that discussion before about how much chit chat and small talk at the beginning
is
too much, and how much is enough, and should you do it? And I think revealing things about yourself to your audience is critical, because that's how they get to know you. That's how friendships are formed and developed. And I think it's important for you to reveal things about yourself. But I also think it should subject matter in some way. So, you know, you're a big musician, but your show is about podcasting and about creating amazing podcasts. How everybody should get up and running with a podcast. So if you got a gig and were able to get up on stage and play with somebody, and okay, how do we take that amazing opportunity and relate it to podcasting? And there's got to be some sort of link there. there's got to be a way for you to tell a story about your awesome opportunity to get up and play with one of your idols and how performing is amazing. And you miss that audience interaction when you're behind the microphone creating. Now you're just sitting in a room talking to yourself. So how do you capture that energy of being on stage with a guitar in your hand and a crowd, and you're just feeding off that energy of the crowd? How do you convert that into sitting in a room by yourself talking into a microphone creating a podcast? What do you do inside of you mentally to get to that place where the crowd's there and you're feeding off of that energy while being by yourself? So now we've just taken that amazing performance you did on stage with your guitar and we've related it to a podcast. So there's ways to do that. There's ways to have small talk and chit chat and tell stories of your life and still relate it back to your show.
And I just had a great idea. I just thought about this. If you think about all like the popular TV shows, you know, they always have that one musical episode. Maybe I should do like the School of Podcasting musical episode.
That, Dave, make that the bonus episode.
The other thing we should probably talk about while you're here, just a slight bit of pimping. Speaking of changing formats, you are going to come on and help with the podcast review show.
Yes, I am. I am excited about that.
And it's going to be myself, the Hammer, better known as my wife, and you're coming on board. We're going to now we are changing the format, but not really. The format used to be was all about the first impression that people got from your podcast. And what I found was in some cases I was missing pieces of the puzzle. Like I would say somebody's content. I'm like, I don't get this. This doesn't seem that good. And I would then later find out via email, oh, well, this was such and such, or this was that. I'm like, oh, well, now it makes sense. So what we're doing now is I'm kind of coming on as, I guess, the technical end and to a certain extent, a content consumer. My wife's coming on as the average just listener. She's actually not really much of a fan of podcasting. That's why we call her the Hammer. So if you can get her to like your podcast, that's good. And then obviously with your background in radio and just your expertise in content, you're going to be a great addition. And what we're going to be doing is you're going to be sending us. That was the other thing. I used to go out and just pick an episode, random episode. And now we're going to ask you to serve up what is your favorite or what do you think is a good what's the sample of your podcast. So we'll go check out that episode and we're all going to listen to them separately. And then we'll actually get back together. We'll pull some clips that we thought were good and maybe some things that you need to work on. And then we're actually going to pull you in. So it's almost going to be like a consulting call. So it'll be you, the podcaster, and your co-host, if you have them, and myself and Eric and my wife. And we're then going to go over your podcast with a fine tooth comb. So that is going to be fun, filled, and exciting.
Yeah, the whole goal is to help podcasters get better. So the mission of that whole show is to help you improve your content and help you move forward and get better. My whole goal is to find areas that are great and have you do more of that. A lot of times when people think, oh, they're going to critique my show, we're just going to go out and find bad parts of a show. Mm-hmm. My goal is to find the great parts and have you do more of that. Because when you're doing more of the great stuff, it takes place of the bad stuff. The bad stuff just kind of gets pushed aside to make room for the great stuff that you do. And that's where I come from. It's strange in broadcasting, and especially in radio. Radio personalities have review sessions every week, most of the time, with their program director, and they come in and they listen to the show and okay, what worked and what didn't work, what can we do more of? And that's how you kind of hear morning shows evolve, where sometimes bits been long running go away and new bits come in, because that whole review, they go over the show and figure out what works and what doesn't work, and they try and do more of what works and keep the show fresh. And that's kind of what we are hoping to do with podcasters. Let's take your show. Let's discuss it with you. Figure out what you're trying to accomplish and then figure out how you can do more of that, both technically and creatively. And the average Joe listener, is it clear to them what you're trying to accomplish? I think it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, the other thing that we should probably mention is, of course, you've got some phenomenal sheets. We talked about the mission statement. Talk a little about your worksheets and what people can kind of expect from that, because now we've got your mission statement. I've seen your worksheets. They kind of walk people a little bit through that episode. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the worksheets that are online at podcasttalentcoach.com, there's half a dozen worksheets. One is a target audience development worksheet, like a listener development worksheet. So you know exactly who your listener is down to the detail. So you know exactly the individual that you're speaking with, and you can customize your content for that individual. Then there's a show development and a topic development worksheets. Both of those help you really refine your topic. Like we talked about earlier, you can't just say, I'm going to talk about the new movie release, hit record and go. This helps you flesh out what you hope to accomplish with that topic. What are the details that you need to really get the story across? So it walks you through all of that. There's a show prep worksheet, which is probably the most useful to most people. That's the one I get most feedback from. It's how to properly plan and predict what's coming on your show. So it's that kind of that show clock. It's so you can create some consistency within your show. If people know halfway through the show at the 30-minute mark, you do X, and they can expect that every time, it starts to make them feel comfortable. It's your show is predictable, but it isn't stale. It's not the same content, but it's the same theme every week. So I know exactly what to expect. People like what they know, and they know what they like, and deliver it to them each and every week. And so your show planning worksheet, if you walk through that and really plan out your show. And then there's a show review worksheet. Dave, you and I have talked about that. Sitting down, listening to your show like a listener, finding those oh wow moments, and helping you do more of that. And that's really what we're going to try and walk through on the podcast review show is let's look at your show and figure out what we love about it and then have you do more of that.
Right. And it also helps you find those crutches. Like my new crutch is the word right. I will say something to be like, all right, blah, 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 right? And I'm not really asking you a question. I just say that a lot.
I yell at podcasts for that. While I'm listening, I'm like, why are you asking me if it's right? I don't know. You're telling me. Yeah. How do I know if it's right?
And I need to come up with something else when somebody gets done. Like if I ask a question, I need to come up with a different response besides very cool.
There you go. Oh, very cool. Very cool. And there you go. You love those two.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Absolutely. There you go.
And I believe you're working on now, they're available as a digital download, but you're also working on getting those in a paperback format, right?
Yeah, through Amazon.
Did you hear the right?
Right, right.
Jeez, that's going to drive me crazy.
Through Amazon. I'm actually creating the workbook through Amazon that walks you through the worksheets. Because right now the worksheets are free, and a lot of people, not a lot of people, some people say they're not free because you have to enter your name and your email address. How else am I going to get them to you if you don't? And yes, I'd love to have you on my email list, though I don't spam you with a whole lot of stuff. I don't send you a whole bunch of nonsense. But if you enter your name and your email address, you get full access to these six worksheets. My workbook will walk you through the critical points of each part of each worksheet. So it'll walk you through step by step and what you're looking for. I get content so often that like, hey, here's great content. I'm like, great. What does it mean? What is the purpose of that? And so that's what the workbook does. It really describes the purpose behind each worksheet and what you're trying to accomplish by completing each worksheet, what you hope to get out of it, what you should get out of it, how it's going to help your that's what the workbook does.
Hey, Eric, I'll probably hit pause here. I actually have somebody at the door, which is really weird because I get like no visitors here above the marvelous Martin's Corner Deli here in Rocky River, Ohio. So give me just a second.
All right. Dave?
What are you doing?
Dave? Hello?
Hey, Eric! Hey, stop it!
Dave!
Call the cops, Eric!
I'm on it, Dave! I'm on it!
They've been kicked off every major and minor market in radio. Now they've come to conquer podcasting. Keep your arms and hands inside the ride. It's time for the Binky and the Wiz Show.
Binky, Wiz, where's Dave? Hello.
All right, give me that microphone, man. All right, man. Hey, I'm in the home of the brave, coming to rock your wave. I'm the host with the most, better than jam on hot toast. I'm 6'3", 283, taking a stand across the land. I've got your perfect fix of a daily mix while I'm counting it down in the greatest town. Rocking the hardest because I'm the largest. Poke me in the eye and I get blinky. Feed me tacos and I get stinky. I'm the chosen one under the sun, number one. Tons of fun, but most people just call me Binky. Now, before I introduce you to the crazy crew, let me remind you, it is 12 past the hour, or 48 minutes to the top of the hour. We will be taking your calls, and if you know the phrase that pays on this 2 for Tuesday, you get a chance to spin the big wheel. Now, to everybody, of course, if you're new to us, I am the Binkster, I am Binky.
And I'm the Wheels.
And to my left is Stud. Dude, and joining me always is my favorite lady, Miss Fatima.
Binky, you so crazy.
And Baywack back there, yeah, in the corner is the one, the only Reason. Reason, how are you?
I'm fine.
You're on the big podcast with the big voice and the big giveaways. We're counting down to the weekend, and hey, coming up some important traffic and weather, as well as news, but not important enough to talk about it now. Instead, I've got to tell you what I had at Taco Bell. Now, this stuff doesn't just, it's not sitting with me right now. In fact, hold on a second. Oh, wait, this is going to be great. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Binky, you're so crazy.
Oh, dear.
Dude. Ugh.
Dude, you're so crazy.
Oh, now that's some good content right there. We'll be back right after this.
Go to your room and lock the door, cause when you try it once, you wanna try it some more. Size doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Oh. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
All right, Ed, we are back, and it's time to do the weather. Here in Seatown, it is a balmy...
Oh, here we go.
What, man, what?
Podcasting reaches a global audience. You want evergreen topics that make your audience laugh, cry, think, or educate or entertain them. Nobody in Germany cares about the weather in Cleveland.
Really? Oh, okay, well, all right. Podcasting got it, weather. Okay, so does that mean it's time to go to traffic then?
Oh, boy.
Binky, you're so crazy.
Hey, wait. We didn't announce the phrase that pays yet. Look, man, the show is only 4 hours long.
A girl wrote in to say her dog, Smokey, he died, and she wants us to play the song we in beneath my wings.
Well, at least your days of cleaning up the crapper over.
Oh, my.
Dude.
Binky, you so... crazy.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, thank God. Help, I've been kidnapped. I'm locked in a broom closet. Some crazy morning zoo guys came in. They took over my show.
Crazy DJs?
Yeah, crazy DJs. There's this big guy.
Was it Pup Dog and Raisin?
No, it was these two big guys.
Wingnut and Spaz.
No, not...
How about Full Metal Jackie and Manus?
No, I think they're called Binky and...
Big Ron and the Earth Dog.
No, it was their big guy and...
Cracky and the Taint.
No, it was not Cracky and the Taint. It's this two
Joe big... Mama and the Kid.
No, not... No, it was this...
Oh, I know. Hambone and the Pig.
It was not Hambone and the Pig.
It's Mark the Sharks and the Fin.
No, it was this big guy. He's like...
Sarah Cox and the Bulge.
No, it was like this big guy...
Manfred and the Muff in the Morning.
No, it was not Manfred and the Muff.
Then it's got to be Skid Marks and Jocko.
No, not Skid Marks and Jocko.
It's Goldie Rocks and Hurricane.
No, he's huge. He's like...
The Spud Brothers with Sister Skank.
No, no Skanks. Just a big guy.
Max Volume and the Brew Crew.
No, they threw me in this broom closet.
Rocco and Pork Chop.
No, it was not Pork Chop.
Really?
No.
I love those guys.
No.
Final Richie and Dirtbag.
It was not... It's the big guys, like...
Cornbread and Jimbo.
No, no Jimbo. He's like 6'4", and he's got...
Cadillac Jack and Valentine.
No, it's... It's Binky and the Wiz.
Binky and the Wiz? I thought they got fired.
They did, but they came to my office, they knocked on my door, I opened it up, they hijacked my podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah.
What's a podcast?
It's like a radio show. It's kind of on demand. I mean, it's time shifted. Can you just send somebody, please? This broom closet has like mopping supplies in it, and I think I'm getting a little woozy. I'm right above Martin's Corners Deli in Rocky River, Ohio. Can you please, please, please send somebody?
Do I need an iPod to listen to this?
No, it's...
All right, here I am in my ivory tower delivering the power hour where we're going to make it shower you with cold, hard cash. Keep it tuned in to hear the phrase that pays on this Two for Tuesday. Coming up later, we've got the same 46 songs we've been playing all week and lots and lots and lots of commercials just like this
coming one. Coming to a set of earbuds near you. For all the fans of the television show Glee, it's SOP the Musical.
My feed is not valid today. Turned off my plugins, and it's not okay. Oh, won't you please come save my feed? My feed is not valid today.
Mr. iTunes, look
wait
at me.
Wait a minute, Mr. iTunes.
Is there a show review?
Wait
for
a
me?
Minute, Mr. iTunes.
Mr. iTunes, look at me.
Oh, no. One star.
I'm on fire with John Lee Dumas. I'm on fire with John Lee Dumas. I'm on fire with John Lee Dumas.
Making some cash.
Lips and rocks. 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 Lips and rocks.
You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's even better than Cats. It's SOP the Musical. Coming to earbuds near you.
Okay, it's time to break out my stash. Start throwing out some cash. The big green stamps, moolah, Benjamins. It's time to make it rain, boys, with the phrase that pays.
Binky, you're so crazy.
It's the Poe. It's the Poe. Poe. It's the... It's Poe. It's... Holy crap, it's the cops.
Oh, man. Holy crap. Well, I guess we're going to get out of here, folks. All right, everybody. It's time.
No, no, no.
What?
Podcasting is an intimate format. You should never address the audience as a group. You should deliver your content as if you're speaking to a single person.
Well, speaking of one, it's been fun. I gotta run. We got a nonstop music mix that'll soothe and fix your day and make you say, hey, for now I gotta leave. Can't stay. No way, Jose. Gotta go. Stay straight. Feel great. Have hope. Try to cope. Stay off the dope.
Binky, you're so crazy.
We have to leave. We have to leave. We gotta get out of here.
Dude.
Ta-ta for now.
Binky and the Wiz out.
Whew, okay. Wow, they're gone. And man, oh, cramps in my shoulders. I'm glad to be out of that closet. And it looks like they left I left the recorder on. I wonder what I missed. I don't know. But I want to thank again Ken Blanchard from blackmanwithagun.com, Gail from youcanhomestead.com for being on the show, and of course the magical, the wonderful, my good buddy Eric K. Johnson from podcasttalentcoach.com. Check out his worksheets. They're awesome. And the reason I did this episode, number one, is I always kind of break format on a 100th show. And I wanted to talk about theater of the mind. I had never talked about that. I thought, what's one topic I haven't talked about? And so today we kind of saw how you can tell stories. Now, for the record, I will never do an audio drama or something where I'm doing, man, that is a huge amount of work. It's fun. It's fun to paint with audio. Hoofa. If I had to do this on a weekly basis, wow. It's amazing. And I found a cool resource, soundbible.com. If you're looking for sound effects, they're all free. That was the cool thing about that. And I'll be adding that to the resource section. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/links and you can see all the resources that I have out there. And that's open to the public, by the way. But this is your first time to the show. We'll get back to all the talking about all things podcasting. I tried to keep this still podcasting related. You'll notice that Binky was learning through all that. And
Great news. If you haven't heard already, podcasting is going to take over the car even more. Apple has a product along with Stitcher. So I think it's safe to say that we will officially plant a flag in the car for podcasting. That one's pretty much done over the next couple of years. It's going to be interesting to see what happens by the next time I do my 500th show, which will be February 15th, 2016. Yeah, I did the math on that. Because, sure, we've pretty much got the car on the ropes. Radio has ease of use, and they have an audience. Radio's never going away, by the way, for the record. But it's going to be interesting to see, now that we've taken over portable players, now that we've taken over the phone, that we own the phone at this point, it's just a matter of more and more people understanding that the power they have in their phone. And now we've got the car on the ropes, and next comes the living room. And that's, my friend, when I go, ooh, yeah, I said at the beginning of the show, we're just getting warmed up. Oh, when we get into the living room, I know we were already on there on the Roku and Apple TV, things like that, but when we can really make it easy to consume podcasts in the living room, then it's game on. That is going to be fun. And the only sad side of that is that means we're going to be going up into areas where cable television is. And cable TV has a lot of friends in the government with very, very deep pockets, and they will gladly bribe their congressmen to make sure that any kind of streaming or anything like that, they're not going to give up the living room easily. So that's what's coming in the future. I'm always looking for ideas. If you go, Dave, I really liked episode 400. It was very creative. Can you talk about this in the future? And of course, you can always call those in. It's 888-563-3228. You can also use the microphone button out at the website. If you want to hear that answer live, join me every Saturday at 10:30. Ask the Podcast Coach. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. I should mention that. And so I am going to completely break format, but this is by request. I've had people say, Dave, you've played the guitar, I don't know, once or twice on the show. Why don't you actually play a song? And so I dug through archives of stuff I've recorded, and most of it's crap. I can't sing my way out of a bag. You heard that today. I'm okay. I can carry a tune. But before I get to the song, I want to play a fun clip. This is me and Grandma. So I guess you could say I was born to podcast. I was always playing radio when I was growing up. I'm sure many of you have as well. And here's Grandma Audrey and I on WHOME.
And we're broadcasting this afternoon, and David has granted us an interview. How old are you this year, David?
Six.
What are the subjects that you like to study best?
I want to study.
Well, what subjects do you like? What lessons do you like best?
Recess.
Recess is your favorite subject? That's a good one.
There you go. And before we get to this song that I play you out with, I do just want to take a second to say thank you for listening. Thank you for reviewing me in iTunes, for sending in your comments, for sending in the emails, for sending in the voicemail. Everything you guys do to let me know you're out there. That's why I do this. This podcast is for you. It is my passion. I love it when somebody launches their first podcast that says, I didn't think I could do it, but I did. You have no idea what that does to me. And I just thank you very much for listening. So on to this song. It's called Take Your Pain, which kind of fits in with what I'm talking about here. You know, I want to take the pain of podcasting away. I want it to be easy. I want you to be able to avoid the hurdles and don't use things like SoundCloud and Google Drive. And there are appropriate tools to use for the job that make it easy. And the actual story behind this was my brother and his first wife divorced when my niece, I'm going to say, was six. I remember she was little, just old enough to really understand what's going on, and unfortunately just small enough to be completely devastated by it. I mean, just wiped out. And my ex-sister-in-law did not provide a good home for her. I'll leave it at that. And I happened to be there one night on a Sunday when she had to go back to mom's house. And you know the scene in The Wizard of Oz where the witch, you know, they throw water on her. She's like, oh, I'm melting. Right. I watched my niece melt because she just did not want, I mean, put a gun to her head. She was not going back to mom's house. And I just, I mean, just hysterical, just screaming and crying and holding on to my brother's legs. And we literally like had to drag her out of the house. And if you let go, she would just run. She was like a magnet. She would just run back in the house. It was one of the most painful things I've ever had to witness because as a person who has no biological children, my nieces at the time were the closest thing I had. And to just watch her being devastated, I was just like, oh, God, if there's anything I can do to take the pain on that kid and put it on me, sign me up because I don't want that. I love this kid so much. And you want to just protect them. So I wrote this small poem. Now, let's go to the song. The song is just me playing the guitar. Originally, it was supposed to have lyrics. And I just happened to turn on the guitar one day and started playing this melody. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I like that. So I took this little baby poem, stuck it in the middle, threw some harmonies on it. And people have heard this song and said, is this like a religious thing? It sounds like something Jesus would say. And I'm like, you know, I didn't write it this way. But you could take it that way, I guess. So with that, if you're into 80s music, you'll probably like this. This is me on everything. It's me on, I don't play the drums. This is a drum machine, but I did the programming. And it's me on the bass, me on the keyboards, me on the guitar, me on the vocal. From the album Recess, available nowhere. I had to really look for it to find it even on my hard drive. This is a song called Take Your Pain, featuring the one and only Al Bundy. Screaming in it. And let me remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And also go over to howtopodcast.com and fill out the survey there. I'm still working on the a la carte classes, and I would love your feedback. If you got a second, howtopodcast.com. There's a survey at the bottom. Would love to have your insights on that. And I'll see you next week. And until then, class is dismissed, and God bless. Take care.
Feel